Well, coming up this Sunday, some folks in Avoca are going to have a gravestone dedication ceremony that's long overdue. And we're going to talk about that this morning with Barbara Butcher. Barbara is with the Newtown Avoca Historical Society, and they, along with the Sons of the Union Veterans of the Civil War, are going to be putting together a dedication ceremony in Avoca coming up this weekend. And I thought we'd talk a little bit about the story. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time.
You bet.
Barbara, can you talk a little bit about your interest in a fellow by the name of William John Pickerel, who was a Civil War veteran? Where did this all come from?
Oh, my gosh. This probably dates clear back to 2011, when the Civil War was celebrating their 50th centennial start. And we at the Historical Society were doing a number of activities concerning the Civil War. And one of the things that my husband and I decided we wanted to do was to find all of the Civil War veterans in the Avoca Cemetery and take pictures of their stones and try to find their obituaries. And when we came to William Pickerel, we couldn't find a stone for him. And so that was really where this whole thing started, and that. So as time kind of went on and we got the information for the obituaries and the pictures for the gravestones, then I put them on a website called Find a Grave. And a lady who is related to William Pickerel saw what I had put on the website, and she got in touch with me, and that was in 2012. And eventually then she came down here to Avoca to get some information on the Pickerel grave and the Pickerel family, whatever I had. And in our conversation, I asked her if she thought maybe we ought to try to get a military gravestone for William. And I think she really didn't think that that was even a possibility. But that's kind of where this whole thing started. So anyway, then probably, it was just late summer, early fall, I guess it was. Then we talked again, and we decided that we were going to fill out an application form with the VA and try to get this military stone for him. And since she was related to him, that made it a little bit easier, because to get one of those stones, you almost have to be related. Otherwise, they'll reject you and that. So we filled out the application form, and in less than a month, we had a gravestone for William Pickerel.
Wow. Barbara, William Pickerel is a fellow who obviously you never met. You did not know. You're not related to him, yet you really pushed this on. Why was this so important to you?
I think that maybe part of the reason my ancestors came over to this country too late to serve in the Civil War, that. And my husband, he had a great-grandfather that served in the Civil War. And I thought that that was so neat. And, you know, that was one of the worst wars, or the worst war ever fought. And I just felt like these people needed to be remembered for the sacrifice that they had done.
Do you almost feel now, after you've gone through all this and learned so much, that he's almost like family to you?
Oh, yes. Yes. Very much so. And this great-great-niece of his that I've met, I feel like she's family, too. I mean, it's a pretty cool connection.
It sounds like it. Barbara, can you tell us a little bit about William John Pickerel? We don't need his entire life story, but can you talk about his service especially, because he served at a very young age?
Yes. His obituary said that he was about 15 years old when he went into the service. And when I was doing the research to try and find out what units he'd served in, I found two different units. And I'm not so sure that maybe there might have been another one that was earlier. But the first unit that I found that he served in was the 116th Indiana Infantry. And he was serving in there from August of 1863 to March of 1864. And the other unit that I found that he served in was Company G of the 47th Wisconsin Infantry. And that one he served from January of 1865 to September of 1865. And the interesting thing about that last one of the records that I found showed that he had gone in as a private, and he came out as a corporal. So when he came out, he would have been less than 20 years old, and he had attained the rank of corporal. I thought that was pretty neat.
That's a fast move through the ranks.
Yeah.
And was he, now, is he originally from the Avoca area, or how did he get to that area?
He was actually born in Indiana. And as far as how he got to Avoca, I don't know. He lived in Indiana, he lived in Illinois, he lived in Nebraska, he was in South Dakota, and then he ended up in Colorado with a son when he passed away in 1931. But I'm not really sure what brought him this way, if there was family here or if it was just part of the westward movement. That, I don't know.
I guess it really doesn't matter what got him here. It was part of the history locally now, and it continues to be something that the people are talking about. What kind of feedback have you gotten, Barbara, after so much publicity about what's going on with this search?
Oh, my gosh. It's really kind of been phenomenal because, people, I don't know what to say. They're just not used to this kind of dedication to this kind of a cause for somebody that you don't even know. And they've just been very, I don't even know what word I want to say.
Well, I'm sure they're just stunned by the amount of work, because I can't even imagine how much time and effort that you and your husband have put into this search.
It has been a lot, but it's been well worth it.
Well, will some of William John Pickerel's family, will any of his surviving members of his family now that are still here, you talked about meeting up with a couple of them online, will they be around this weekend?
The great-great-niece, she lives in Madrid, Iowa, and her and her husband are planning to come, and she's hoping that maybe some of her children and also, she's got a brother, an elderly brother over in Council Bluffs, and she's hoping that he comes too. So those are the only possibilities that I'm aware of.
Hmm. Barbara, have you done some other genealogical work in the past?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I kind of knew the answer to that. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? I know it's a lot of work, and it can be a little difficult and sometimes maybe a little frustrating, but all of a sudden when you hit on something, that's really rewarding, isn't it?
Yes. The feelings that you get, and you get the goosebumps and the whole thing, it's very rewarding.
You've helped a lot of folks make connections that way?
I belong to a couple of genealogy societies, so yes. Mm-hmm. A lot through the society, and then just people that know that I'm into genealogy will ask for assistance and help at times, too. So.
Well, that's really neat. Well, God bless you for all the hard work there, too, and really helping, in a way, a family kind of put some closure and resolution to their own family history through this process. And now this Sunday, you've got the ceremony coming up in Avoca. Can you talk a little bit about what will happen Sunday?
We're going to start out up at Graceland Cemetery, and the Sons of the Union Veterans of Civil War, and it's actually Kinsman Camp number 23 that's going to be the main ones that will be working with us. They're going to come down and conduct the ceremony of dedicating the gravestone for William Pickerel. So it'll start out, they'll have a bugler, and then, and this is pretty exciting, they're bringing an old Civil War cannon from Council Bluffs, and that will be fired off. And then, you know, we'll have the usual welcome and introduction and that type of stuff. And then the sons will take over for the dedication ceremony. So in the dedication ceremony, they'll unveil the tombstone and place a guard. And then they've got several items with different meanings that they're going to be laying on the grave of William Pickerel and that. And then when they get done with that part of the ceremony, then that'll pretty much be the ceremony itself. And then we'll have the local American Legion host do the firing squad part of it, and the bugler will do taps at the end, and closing prayer, you know, finishing up ceremony, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then after we're done at the cemetery, then we want everybody to come down to the museum where we have our Civil War artifacts on display, and then we'll have refreshments for them so there can be a good time of socializing at the museum.
Excellent. And this is something that everyone is welcome to attend.
Yes, yes. The more, the merrier.
Well, I'm sure we all, in some way, shape, or form, have veterans in our family histories as well. It doesn't necessarily have to be with this family or with the Civil War in particular, but everyone can appreciate what's being done here this weekend. And again, that's at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. That's this Sunday, April 19th, and that starts at 1:30 in the afternoon. Hopefully the weather's great, the crowd is appreciative, and hopefully a lot of pomp and circumstance and color. It should be a lot of, it should be a good day, I think, a real good day, Barbara. Thank you so much again for everything that you've done to make that happen, and I'm sure the Pickerel survivors, the family members, the descendants are going to be very thrilled with what goes on Sunday.
Well, thank you so much for the interview and that, too, and giving us this publicity. I really appreciate that, as does the entire Avoca Historical Society.